Welcome to the listening test of the Single English Test of IBS. In this test, your ability to understand spoken English will be assessed. In the first part of the listening test, you will hear a number of shorter recordings. In the second part of the test, you will hear a longer talk. Part 1. You will hear each recording twice. There will be a short break between the recordings. The questions are not recorded. You will have some time to read the multiple choice questions before you listen to the recording, and you will have some time to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You can take notes while you listen. Listen to the recordings and select the best answer. Recording 1. You have 30 seconds to read the questions.
Good morning. This is an announcement for all passengers traveling on the 925 flight TOM1223 to Rome. This flight is delayed by 2 hours because of bad weather.
Would all passengers traveling to Tokyo on flight FR3421 please have your boarding passes and passports ready for boarding? Flight FR3421, now boarding at gate 21.
This is the final boarding call for passengers Gemma and Ryan Gray flying to Athens on flight EZ9753. Your flight is ready to leave. Please go to gate 14 immediately. The doors of the plane will close in 5 minutes. Final boarding call for passengers Gemma and Ryan Gray.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Good morning. This is an announcement for all passengers traveling on the 925 flight TOM1223 to Rome. This flight is delayed by 2 hours because of bad weather.
Would all passengers traveling to Tokyo on flight FR3421 please have your boarding passes and passports ready for boarding? Flight FR3421, now boarding at gate 21.
This is the final boarding call for passengers Gemma and Ryan Gray flying to Athens on flight EZ9753. Your flight is ready to leave. Please go to gate 14 immediately. The doors of the plane will close in 5 minutes. Final boarding call for passengers Gemma and Ryan Gray.
Recording 2. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Last year, Richard Bennett gave up his job in a London bank and decided to walk to the South Pole. Why did you give up your job, Richard?
Well, I didn't like my job, and I had a lot of problems at home. I just wanted to get away from it all. I wanted to find myself, if you like.
So you left England in August. What did you do first?
I flew to Buenos Aires in Argentina. From there, I travelled to the Antarctic by boat.
When did you actually start your journey to the pole?
Well, I had to wait for a few weeks because the weather was very bad. So I didn't set off until the end of September.
Did anyone go with you?
No, I was on my own.
And did you reach the South Pole?
No, I didn't. After about 300 kilometres, I fell into a huge crevasse. You know, a big hole. About 10 metres deep.
Were you hurt?
Yes, I broke my arm. I couldn't climb out.
What did you do?
Well, fortunately, my sledge fell into the hole with me. So I had food, and I had my radio, too. And I called for help.
How long were you there before they found you?
5 days. There was a bad storm, you see. I thought it was the end. But then suddenly I heard voices and dogs. I shouted and shouted, and faces appeared above me.
What did you think about while you were in the crevasse?
I thought about my life back in England. And the funny thing was that all my problems at home and at work weren't important anymore. I just wanted to be with my family and friends again. Life's very short, you know. You have to enjoy it while you can.
Thank you very much.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Last year, Richard Bennett gave up his job in a London bank and decided to walk to the South Pole. Why did you give up your job, Richard?
Well, I didn't like my job, and I had a lot of problems at home. I just wanted to get away from it all. I wanted to find myself, if you like.
So you left England in August. What did you do first?
I flew to Buenos Aires in Argentina. From there, I travelled to the Antarctic by boat.
When did you actually start your journey to the pole?
Well, I had to wait for a few weeks because the weather was very bad. So I didn't set off until the end of September.
Did anyone go with you?
No, I was on my own.
And did you reach the South Pole?
No, I didn't. After about 300 kilometres, I fell into a huge crevasse. You know, a big hole. About 10 metres deep.
Were you hurt?
Yes, I broke my arm. I couldn't climb out.
What did you do?
Well, fortunately, my sledge fell into the hole with me. So I had food, and I had my radio, too. And I called for help.
How long were you there before they found you?
5 days. There was a bad storm, you see. I thought it was the end. But then suddenly I heard voices and dogs. I shouted and shouted, and faces appeared above me.
What did you think about while you were in the crevasse?
I thought about my life back in England. And the funny thing was that all my problems at home and at work weren't important anymore. I just wanted to be with my family and friends again. Life's very short, you know. You have to enjoy it while you can.
Thank you very much.
This is the end of part one. Part two. Now you will hear a longer talk. Answer the questions briefly and choose the correct answer for the multiple choice questions. You can listen to the recording twice. The questions are not recorded. You have 2 minutes to read all the questions first. You will also have 1 minute between and after the recordings. Recording 3.
Nikola Tesla played an essential role in the field of electromagnetism and greatly contributed to the development of commercial electricity. Tesla was born to Serbian parents in modern-day Croatia. In pursuit of an engineering career, he attended the Technical University of Graz in Austria and later Charles University in Prague. Tesla's first employment was at a telegraph engineering office in Budapest, Hungary. In 1881, he became chief electrician of the company and contributed to the development of the country's first telephone system. Tesla went to work for the Continental Edison Company in Paris in 1882. He developed a practical induction motor, which is a type of AC or alternating current motor that supplies power to the rotor by means of electromagnetic induction. He built various devices that utilized rotating magnetic fields, the principal element necessary for the operation of the alternating current motor. In 1884, Tesla arrived in New York City. After being hired by Thomas Edison, he quickly became a crucial asset and was presented with the opportunity to improve Edison's direct current generators. In 1885, George Westinghouse bought the patent rights to Tesla's polyphase system of alternating current dynamos, motors, and transformers. The purchase initiated an unprecedented power struggle between Thomas Edison's direct current systems and the Tesla-Westinghouse alternating current systems. The Tesla Electric Light and Manufacturing Company was formed in 1886, but investors ultimately disagreed with Tesla's methods, and he was removed from his position. He invented the Tesla coil in 1891. The Tesla coil is widely used today in television and radio, as well as other electronic equipment for wireless communication. He became an American citizen that same year. Tesla produced numerous electrical motors, revolutionary forms of generators and transformers, as well as a system of alternating current power transmission. He invented the fluorescent light and became infatuated with the wireless transmission of power. Tesla claimed to have created the technology of remote control. He demonstrated a radio-controlled boat for the US military. In Colorado Springs, where Tesla lived from 1899 until early 1900, he experimented with methods to transmit electrical power wirelessly over long distances. He proved the Earth could be used as a conductor and was able to transfer energy to receiving devices through longitudinal waves. He produced artificial lighting with some discharges up to 135 feet long. After returning to New York, he designed a wireless telecommunications tower, which was constructed in Long Island and later dismantled during World War I. It is thought that Nikola Tesla may have suffered from obsessive-compulsive disorder. He became a recluse in the last years of his life and died alone in the New Yorker Hotel.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Nikola Tesla played an essential role in the field of electromagnetism and greatly contributed to the development of commercial electricity. Tesla was born to Serbian parents in modern-day Croatia. In pursuit of an engineering career, he attended the Technical University of Graz in Austria and later Charles University in Prague. Tesla's first employment was at a telegraph engineering office in Budapest, Hungary. In 1881, he became chief electrician of the company and contributed to the development of the country's first telephone system. Tesla went to work for the Continental Edison Company in Paris in 1882. He developed a practical induction motor, which is a type of AC or alternating current motor that supplies power to the rotor by means of electromagnetic induction. He built various devices that utilized rotating magnetic fields, the principal element necessary for the operation of the alternating current motor. In 1884, Tesla arrived in New York City. After being hired by Thomas Edison, he quickly became a crucial asset and was presented with the opportunity to improve Edison's direct current generators. In 1885, George Westinghouse bought the patent rights to Tesla's polyphase system of alternating current dynamos, motors, and transformers. The purchase initiated an unprecedented power struggle between Thomas Edison's direct current systems and the Tesla-Westinghouse alternating current systems. The Tesla Electric Light and Manufacturing Company was formed in 1886, but investors ultimately disagreed with Tesla's methods, and he was removed from his position. He invented the Tesla coil in 1891. The Tesla coil is widely used today in television and radio, as well as other electronic equipment for wireless communication. He became an American citizen that same year. Tesla produced numerous electrical motors, revolutionary forms of generators and transformers, as well as a system of alternating current power transmission. He invented the fluorescent light and became infatuated with the wireless transmission of power. Tesla claimed to have created the technology of remote control. He demonstrated a radio-controlled boat for the US military. In Colorado Springs, where Tesla lived from 1899 until early 1900, he experimented with methods to transmit electrical power wirelessly over long distances. He proved the Earth could be used as a conductor and was able to transfer energy to receiving devices through longitudinal waves. He produced artificial lighting with some discharges up to 135 feet long. After returning to New York, he designed a wireless telecommunications tower, which was constructed in Long Island and later dismantled during World War I. It is thought that Nikola Tesla may have suffered from obsessive-compulsive disorder. He became a recluse in the last years of his life and died alone in the New Yorker Hotel.
You have 1 minute to finalize your answers. This is the end of the listening test.